Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Let's get some extremely local news from Block Club Chicago. Seamus Toomey joining us. And it's not just the weather that's giving us the summer fever, Seamus. And I consider this the top story, the lead story of the day. Mario's Italian Lemonade reopening.
Absolutely. This is one of the surest signs of summer, or at least the warm coming and hopefully staying. Mario's Italian Lemonade, just a historic place on Taylor Street in Little Italy. It's been there since 1954, and I was studying up on the history of it, and it really started as a way for a guy named Mario DiPaolo to keep his kid Skip busy, so he gave him a sort of an ice churning bucket, and it worked out well. And they opened up the stand in 1954 at 1068 West Taylor Street. And it's only open just a couple months a year. So whenever I drive by it and it's closed, it sort of just makes me sad to think, like, oh, you know, it's over. But, yeah, and there's not much to the stand. Certainly from the outside, it looks a little bit like a shack. but a beautiful one with wonderful handmade Italian lemonade. And it's right across the street from Al's Italian Beef, the original location. So it's one of the best two-for-ones you can possibly do to have some old-time Chicago experience.
Open now till 11 tonight. We've also got an opening to report, and this is at the Salt Shed coming up Friday. Tell us about it.
Right. The Salt Shed entertainment music venue, it's continuing to evolve. Just this week, they're opening. Goose Island has moved its one of its breweries and tap room to the Salt Shed. So the cool part about this one, it's right along the north branch of the Chicago River. So you can sit out on the patio and watch the pontoon boats go by, or the giant turtles or whatever, kayaks. And a pretty cool just location right there. The Metropolitan Brewery had been open a couple miles up the river. It also had a wonderful patio that you could just sit out there and enjoy nature. But they closed down in November. So sort of even Steven on riverfront breweries right now. Goose Island, this is a replacement for the very original location, which really kind of kicked off the craft beer scene in Chicago just a little bit west or east of that on Clybourne. So check it out. It's a pretty cool location.
There's a very popular cookie store, Chip City, part of a chain, and they've been open. Have they opened at all here yet? I know they're adding stores now. What's the latest on this?
Yeah, they just opened up the first one at 55 East Chicago Avenue. And, yeah, just bringing it to your listeners' attention in case you start seeing these new chocolate chip cookie stores opening around there. They're trying to move pretty quickly in Chicago. They started in Queens, New York in 2017, and they're in 35 different places around the country right now. So Chicago's their latest move. That's 55 East Chicago is on the Gold Coast, but they're also looking at Wicker Park, Lincoln Park, and Lakeview for their 40 different types of cookies. So we'll have to check it out. We'll send some to the studio and see what you think.
Yeah, our research department is ready. Yeah, there are Chip City fans in other cities, and I guess there will be fans in Chicago very soon. Finally, this question about a new transit agency in Chicago. Do we need one here? What's the word?
Boy, you know, there's been talk about merging the CTA, Metra, and PASTE for years. Everyone comes up with ideas that there could be, you know, you could iron out some bureaucracy, save some money, lobby for money together. And as some of these struggle, particularly the CTA, it's really picked up steam in the last couple weeks. There's a bill down in Springfield that would merge them all and try to get some more money. And now the head of the Civic Federation, which kind of keeps an eye on Chicago finances, Joe Ferguson, he came out pushing for this also. So we'll see. There would have to there'd be some power sharing and power giving up. So that's always sort of a problem anywhere in the world, but certainly in Chicago. But I think anything that we could find a way to get the CTA trains and buses and those things on time and maybe a little cleaner, I think people might support. So we'll keep an eye on this one. But, you know, it's a difficult thing to kill bureaucracy, especially three different forms of it.
Yeah, well, good luck to us all on that. Seamus Toomey, thank you. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Bob.